The trial over the long-plagued Indian Trust Fund is underway in Washington. The judge will hear arguments on competing plans for resolving the century-old accounting scandal. The lead attorney for the Native Americans has weeks' worth of evidence to present to the court, but as NPR's Allison Aubrey reports, he began his arguments with a funny clip from an old movie.
In the last decade, the U.S. government has spent $750 million investigating what's gone wrong with the Indian Trust Fund. And after all this, the Department of the Interior, which manages the trust, determined it will take another 50 years to figure out all the details. It's ridiculous, says Dennis Gingold, the lead attorney for the Indians.
I would like to see this case wrapped up by year end.
Gingold says his side has developed a model that could quickly account for the billions of dollars they say is owed to the Indians. But before presenting this plan to the judge, Gingold began with a movie clip from the 1960 version of Ocean's 11. In the scene, Sinatra, Dean Martin, and Peter Lawford are scheming about what to do with all the cash they're about to steal from a Las Vegas casino. One says he'll contribute millions to a political party so he can become senator. Another says he'll buy off the party and be named an ambassador. Then the third guy, Peter Lawford, says,
"Hey, fellas, you have any idea how much money a man can steal if he was something like Commissioner of Indian Affairs? That's what I'll be, Commissioner of Indian Affairs."
"That you'll never be."
"Why?"
"Because I'm going to be Secretary of the Interior, and I won't appoint you."
This seemed to get the judge's attention, says Eloise Cabell. She's a member of the Blackfeet Indian tribe in Montana and the lead plaintiff in this class-action suit that's representing some 500,000 Native Americans. For Cabell, the old movie clip is a grim reminder of how long the scandals endured, despite public knowledge of it.
"But we're not falling for it. No more." Indian people, I believe, have just had enough.
At issue are royalties coming from mining, oil drilling, and timber sales on Indian lands. The Interior Department is responsible for collecting the royalties and then distributing the money back to the Indian account holders. But reports of missing or diverted funds go back 100 years. The Department of Interior, Bureau of Indian Affairs spokesman Dan Dubray says it's nearly impossible to account for every transaction.
"It's much as if I were to ask you to perform a comprehensive accounting of all transactions that you've undertaken in your lifetime and also produce for me the records of your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents' lifetime and all of the relatives around them."
It's especially tough given that many of the documents are missing. The Interior Department says the best option now is to use statistical sampling to come up with an estimate of what's owed to the Indians. Dubray argues unlike past administrations that have tried to pass the buck, this administration has a plan that could resolve this accounting mystery.
"We are making the greatest attempt possible to step into this case and make a difference."
There's no talk yet of settling the case, especially given the huge gulf in what the two sides think is fair. The Interior Department recently hired Ernst & Young to review the accounts of four plaintiffs in the case. They determined those Indians are owed just $60, numbers way off base with the $137 billion figure that the Indians say is the sum total owed to the hundreds of thousands of account holders. Steve Ellis of the group Taxpayers for Common Sense says with numbers this high, it could make the Enron and WorldCom accounting scandals seem small.
"It's hard to find something that is as bad as this. I mean, the total cost here is astronomical, and unfortunately, this one is totally the federal government's fault."
The judge hearing the case may have tipped his hand in court yesterday when he said he was seriously considering ending the Interior Department's control of the trust by placing the Indian Trust in a receivership. Alice Norbury, NPR News, Washington.